It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 819.
Happy hump day, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on?
I was just having a blow up with Brie, actually.
So oh, no, it would she be, didn't. Where's my coffee?
Not too far off, it was. Actually. Yeah. Now, well, I feel like it's a hard one because I feel like I have reasoning behind. I think there is some clout to what I'm saying. But I understand that with the situation, it's hard for me to complain about anything. But
yes,
I'm just trying to get a bit of a routine happening with when I get up, when everything happens. I've been falling asleep a little bit earlier than Brie because
that's good.
I've been not doing the sort of audio book thing. I've just been like silence, just going to sleep. Nice. And Brie's been reading a book. I think it's a new Hillary Clinton book. It's like if she didn't meet Bill, something like that. Maybe Brie wants to know what life would be like.
She'd have a better life. She'd have a fucking better life.
Wouldn't have to fucking get up early and get coffee. But and so Brie's been doing that. And so in the mornings, I am trying to coordinate when Brie has a shower, when I have a shower, when she gets the coffee, when I do the show, when she has her first meeting on, and we have one bedroom, it's a one bathroom apartment.
Yes.
So there is a little bit of logistics going on. And so, yeah, the blow up.
Do you need a whiteboard at the shower, at the door of the bathroom, and you put your times that
I thought you were going to be like drawing a diagram of why I'm pissed off.
No, but you need a it's like in this household, mm-hmm. I feel like I need to put up a and by the time I do it, it'll probably be the last week that we're locked down. It's a I want to have like a schedule of like when the show's on. I would like
a schedule as much as because the last blow up, which was very small, Brie was asking me questions about my subscriptions. She was trying to understand all this. She was going through the credit card and going line by line and saying,
all fan, only fans. Yeah, only what fans. Is this?
She was like, do you still use this one? Do you still use this one? Do you still, what is it? Like, I'm having to explain what a VPN is or whatever and why we need it. And so,
I mean, I come at you like that too. So you got two of those people
it's really
in
annoying.
Your life.
And so anyway, I had said to her, I'm hearing slamming of the doors. Can I just go get my coffee? Do you mind if I just go? Because it's not going to come to me today. She's come home, but she's not going to walk in and give it like to that. Me. So you
nah, that's,
just keep
I it appreciate her move. I mean, this morning, the first thing I searched, Gronks, was why do you look like shit when you wake up? And sure enough, someone's like written a whole Quora article about it. Because I just felt like I've seen myself. Because we've been recording these shows at like 8:30 a.m. and it hasn't been long after I've woken up. I get up and I make Bodhi's toast and his smoothie and my coffee. But then I look in the camera and I think, you look like shit. Your eyes look like shit. And I'm thinking, why does sleep make you look like shit? I was Googling it this morning. Mm-hmm. Why do you look like shit when you wake up? Like your eyes.
Yeah. I probably still have sleep.
One, huh?
Why do we call it sleep?
But then why do some people get sleep? Because I don't like, really get that. Some people do. Mm. I mean, I get congestion.
Yeah.
Like I'm not sick, sometimes I get a bit of congestion.
Brie's been very sinusy all the time. Like she needs to sit she sort of feels a bit snotty. Anyway.
Yeah.
Was there anything more on the sleep thing?
Oh, I think it's just like there's a dehydration element to it. Like you've slept without drinking any water.
It's hard to drink water while sleeping, isn't it?
Very hard. Very hard. Mm. But I mean, it'd be great this is why people on telly wake up 3 hours before they're on air and have a full face of makeup.
That's true.
So they don't look like shit. But then in 20 years' time, they look like shit. Their face
for
looks like a piece
up.
Of rubber.
So,
Yeah, from waking up and just... You know, dealing with Karl Stefanovic over your show next year.
But I was watching old videos of Karl Stefanovic. It's interesting seeing sort of the aging process on television like that.
Well, it's one where if we go beyond 10 years with this show, mm-hmm. you'll see me go fully grey.
Oh, that's exciting! But you look great.
You reckon
might
I look
see
great?
Me go fully bald.
Who's going to go first?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, who's going first? That's the question around the shower.
Yeah, okay.
And I realize the reason why I bring it up, I feel like most people wouldn't bring up these conversations because it doesn't make you look good, right? Like, I'm not what Bree is communicating is very reasonable. I think that what I'm communicating is reasonable, but I think that potentially I need to check myself. You can tell me what you think, what I should do. So in the mornings, we do the show at 8:30. Bree doesn't really have to be ready and raring to go until sort of 8:45. And so I wake up before Bree, and so I'm in bed. I wake up sort of around 7, and then that's where it sort of starts, like, oh, do you want to have the shower? Do you want to have a shower before me? So you can get the coffee. She's like, no, you can go. But I'm like, but what time does that mean that we get the coffee? And so then Bree went and had a shower.
Yeah.
Then as soon as she got out of the shower, I jumped in the shower. The idea was that when I was in the shower, she was going to go and get coffee. But during the shower, she emptied the dishwasher. And so the friction then became that I don't empty the dishwasher. Like, because the thing is, I'm like, why did you, like, what are you doing? Like, I've got, like, the podcast, I'm recording at 8:30. So I was doing the dishwasher because you don't do it. And I'm like, well, and this isn't even me being facetious. I love doing the dishwasher.
Then why didn't you do it? You would have been up late last night doing the dishwasher if you fucking truly love it.
No, but the thing is, no, this is the thing. I was saying to Bray, I have been loading the dishwasher. Like, any time we have meals, I take the dishes and I put them in the dishwasher. I enjoy the process of, like, the chores are confusing because chores aren't that hard. Like, we've put them into a position where it seems so hard that it seems almost impossible to do. I like doing the chores. And so what I ended up saying was, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to be in control of my own destiny here. I'm going to like.
So you're leaving Bree.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she did say, what'd she say? She said, you know, you can leave. I'm like, no, at the moment I can't.
6 weeks. But,
and so what I think I should potentially do is start getting the coffee, just doing that, doing it earlier, doing it when I get up so I'm not sort of waiting around for an hour. And then also there is that thing around the roster, like the idea of the person who cracks first does the, you know, the dishes or whatever, I don't feel like is a good strategy.
Yeah. To be honest, I think you're the only one that didn't do what you were meant to do. Because it seems like she ended up doing everything. So,
what do you mean?
If you both stuck to your... So, if you got up and had a shower first, that's your routine. And then you did the dishwasher because that's part of your routine. And then you sat down in your chair, I'm sure a coffee would appear at your shoulder.
Well, so...
Isn't that just your side of the actual, like, you're doing that bit? And then if she... So, if that plan works if you're both just doing what you both need to do.
Mm.
Is it not?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, because so if you just... Yeah, no, I think you're right.
I had the shower second.
Yeah.
Based on she was getting the coffee. If I was
she still
going
did
to
that.
Get the... But she got the coffee after 8:30.
That's okay. Is it not? Or you need it before?
No, well, I just think that the thing is that... So, for instance, when it came to staying the show, I got to you at 8:30 when we do the show at 8:30. So, I'd like to be all set up and ready to go. Yeah, but it's like I'm only just getting out of the shower, doing all of that sort of stuff.
You hit it on the head. I think you need to, be a real man. Get up, do the dishes, mm-hmm. have a shower, go get the coffee. Before
so
you
what's the roster? So within regards to the roster, because this is what I think is spot on. I think it's like as I'm getting everything dialed in, like how many people can relate to at the moment? You feel like your routine, your thing is being sort of controlled or not even controlled, but just being directed in a certain way based on everyone else. And then sort of become resentful about it.
Yeah, the moment I start concerning myself with Amy's routine,
mm-hmm.
I lose it. Like, I feel anxious about it because I don't have, like, so then the battle, I constantly have that battle, is like thinking about when Amy's getting up, thinking about when she's at, like, and so I can't, because it makes me feel too anxious, because I'm like, I don't actually have control of that. So that's why that routine of getting up early, making Bodhi his smoothie, making Bodhi his toast, Amy gets the smoothie too, I get my coffee. And so I somehow there's more cohesion when I'm just doing what I'm needing to do, and then it ends up fitting in with what Amy's doing.
So it's the thing, but I feel like the person who rises first in the day,
yeah,
should probably take the lead on these things. Like, I think that, like, to your point around the smoothie and stuff, if you had to rely on, if Amy was the smoothie maker and you were getting up in the morning, and then you're like, oh, like, not to be a cunt about this, but when am I getting my smoothie? You know what I mean? Because like, yeah, I feel like a fuckwit. I completely understand how everyone's like saying, Josh, grow up, do your own thing. And the thing is, this is why I'm saying communicating now. I'm happy to do my own thing, but I thought we were playing a team sport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think there's the problem.
And the dishwasher there's no expectation that Brie does it. I'm like, I thought the annoyance for me, maybe what was frustrated, was I see Brie doing it on her own. I'm like, oh, that's the dishwasher. Like, that's, I can do that. That's my thing.
Yeah, yeah. I do the exact same thing. Because it is, there's a slight reflection on you that you haven't done it at that moment. You also don't want them to be feeling like they're needing to do it, because that's your role.
And it was also easy to do. And you're going to get to it. It's like such an easy win. Like, it's the thing that I would have enjoyed doing, and that would have. And so then obviously I say, I was going to do the dishwasher. And she's like, oh, like, you put out the washing, but you didn't take, like, you left the washing. Like, how does the washing get taken down?
Oh, one thing I will say is that, say, if I'm cooking, I don't want to be critiqued on how I don't necessarily clean as I go. I want to make a great meal, and then I'll clean. And so that's the similar vibe. It's like, if you're going to do a chore, it's hard to sort of be critiqued on, I mean, not a chore. If you're going to do something around the house, it's hard when you do get critiqued on it. But I think you're right. Just see how you go by getting up and going and straight to things. Get it.
Do you think I'm a control freak?
In elements, but then I don't think it's necessarily the worst thing. I think controlling something you can't control, that's when you feel like you're a freak, because you're actually not in control of it.
It's like, resistance. It's just
The time that you're like, Brie, why haven't you done this? It's like you didn't have the control over her in the first place. It hasn't gone the way you wanted it to, and then you're acting out, which can make you seem like the freak. Because a real control freak is actually manipulating and making people do shit that they don't want to do when it's all about them. Well,
the thing with the coffee thing is, it's like Brie chats with, like, she's got a relationship with the lady at the cafe. Like, she's always like, oh, yeah, this is what she's up to, and this is what's happening, and isn't it nice, and blah, blah, like, she reckons that she'll be able to get JobKeeper, and like, like, really going.
You're listening to my chat yesterday.
But the thing is, I just don't have, like, so Brie takes joy. So this is the friction. Brie takes joy in getting the coffee, and so the question becomes, if I start doing that, do you see what I'm saying? Like, the reason why I wasn't doing the coffee was because it's something that Brie likes to do.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, then go get your coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, if she... Because I'm the same. I like, first thing, get up. I've been doing it. Getting Bodhi, we go to the coffee shop. And I actually like going there, standing, chatting to the lady who runs the joint for a little bit. Get my coffee and get out of there. I enjoy that process. And so she can still do the process. You do you. You do you, and she does her.
And I think the other thing too is, it's just around the when we finish. Like, I think that as I'm like, everyone must be feeling this. It's, we've all got our different ways of doing things. And so for me at the moment, I sort of like get things done in the morning and then taper off in the late afternoon. So by like 4 o'clock, I'm basically like completely done. Like, I'm just doing a couple of bits and pieces. Whereas like, it seems like for Brie, it's like a sprint from that, like from 4 o'clock, all of a sudden there's all these requests that come in. It becomes really big, and it's like 7:30, like, you know, 6:30, 7:30 is when she's sort of clocking off.
Yeah.
And so it's just trying, like, maybe there's how much of this should be rules and boundaries within a household versus just being grown ups and dealing with it.
Well, I definitely think the rules take the thinking out of it. Mm-hmm. So when you're thinking about who's in the shower first, what a dumb process of thinking. The guy that wears the same clothes every day, you've taken away that thinking. If you just took away the thinking of like, oh, no, you go first, because then it's like you're trying to work at every step after
So do you know every single day who's in the shower first?
Well, I am, because I'm getting up first.
Mm-hmm. And so that's based on, is that an agreed thing that's happened?
No, I think you find some things. Mm-hmm. I mean, when do you bring in rules? With kids that have no boundaries, with people that have been breaking them, or when there isn't a clear distinction between,
like, yeah, if, so for you, if Amy naturally doesn't want to or doesn't need to get up or whatever, then it makes complete sense that you get up first.
Yeah.
And I think that part of it is like going on that thing of Bree working out subscriptions and saying, you know, do you need this one, do you need this one? Yeah. What I said at the time was, can you just put them all in an email and then I can go through it?
But you hate emails.
No, but I prefer an email over, like, I'm midway through a screenplay, you know, just writing a screenplay, and then I'm getting asked what's a VP, like, what do we need this VPN, or have you got two VPNs?
Yeah, I mean, there's no perfect time for anything really, and that's why it would make better sense to have it in a spreadsheet delivered and you've put it into the calendar to sort it out. It's not necessarily how life goes, really.
So what are your rules then? So have there been any specific rules that have been created for the next 6 weeks?
Other than sort of like I've been working from morning through till lunchtime, then I take Bodhi and spend a couple of hours with him while Amy does some study. But then, yeah, I've been doing a lot of the cooking, getting up and making the food.
So what are the rules? Like, are there any specific rules around stuff? Who's expected to do breakfast, lunch and dinner? Who's going to be...
Nah, we haven't done that.
So what ends up happening?
Well, I've been cooking. I haven't had much resistance to it lately. I think I've been... I reckon being at home, I've felt like doing more of that stuff than when you come home from a full day's work or just being out at the office. Mm. There's a different energy that you're just like a bit zapped. And well, so you get home.
Yeah, I completely relate to that. I think that I'm feeling at the moment maybe is that now that I'm not so wide, I'm not on social media, I've got time. So I'm like, hang on. Like before, I'm just like so not focused and maybe I've been around unconscious. So it's like, when Bree's working late or when we've been both aligned because we're both being wired and we're doing shit and I'm fucking checking things. I'm on the couch. I'm ready. Like, let's chill.
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, this is why the date night thing works for couples, because otherwise you get caught up in life. And so there's dedicated time. That's probably something Amy and I haven't done. We should put a rule in there of time away from Bodhi where it's just us to be able to do something. And it doesn't involve just watching telly. I mean, what else can you fucking do, really? Play Uno, actually. We got those Uno cards. You need to crack those out. Yeah, I mean, this is the forever battles of life, whether it be housemates, your partner.
Oh, because you're mate, housemates. Oh.
Yeah, because you don't have... There's no buy-in necessarily.
Not having sex with your housemate.
Yeah, yeah. There's no buy-in with them. What's the point? You need a house over your head and you get cheap rent.
You've created a good argument there.
There is a... You know, I've stayed with some pretty shitty housemates because of cheap rent and I definitely wasn't shagging them.
Okay. All right, Austin Powers.
Oh, God.
No, well, I was listening to... So, Tony Lodge, who we've had on the show, We're excited to announce that she has a podcast with big media company, our network. The podcast is called One Trick Tony. It's Tony with an I. Her first episode, there's two episodes. There's a pilot episode and episode one. They're both landing tomorrow. She was on Hump Day Replay as well, which you can listen to Georgie Boy.
Yeah, that
Jess
just went out today.
Sevs, yeah, all chatting. So that's yeah. great. But the reason why I bring her up now is because she talks about her love for lists, and she just has a list for everything. And so I think that there's definitely the opportunity to – I think I need to write down a list of all of the things that are on my mind and then work through them.
And you get to distinguish between the work stuff and then just your home routine because there's a different – you can't have I don't necessarily think subscriptions should go into some kind of financials chat or some financials list, not into your morning routine or
– And the thing is, it's good. Like, I think that it's a – like, for us, the reason like we bring it up because we're doing like the whole barefoot shit and all of that type of thing. And so it's like it was, and if you think about barefoot, he talks about date night and setting up the specific time to do that.
Yeah. And so, And then that's why it's just dedicated time for something helps bring your frame of mind. We even worked that out in our business where we probably should have smaller meetings about specific things rather than a bigger meeting about everything. Because then when it's on everything, you end up landing on something that sort of gains more traction than maybe something else that's probably more important for the moment. Mm-hmm. And so, it makes total sense. It makes total sense. But
I was just deleting a fuckwit out of the chat on the YouTube. Just doing my part. Sorry, I got distracted there. Can't get two things.
Yeah, no worries. OneTrickTony.com. Go to it.
Yeah, well, even just go, like, if you want to make life even easier, if you're on Apple Podcasts, on the podcast app, just go and type in One Trick Tony and subscribe.
Oh, mate, I haven't subscribed. There. I'm subscribing.
Yeah, do that too. On Apple Podcasts too, you should be able to go on to the Daily Talk Show or whatever and you'll see other podcasts by a big media company.
Have you added the, added in, you've deleted all your subscriptions, a lot of them inside of, you don't use Apple Podcasts.
No, I use Pocket Casts. Yeah. So I'll be signing up through, One Trick Tony. Please do it, everyone. It's the first pilot app, and app one is great. And then app two is when she introduces her assistant, Mason. Yeah. which is great.
Have you seen that there's talks of a vaccine for COVID?
Yeah, I saw this. This is Russia trying to be the first to the market.
Well, yeah. I sort of saw that was announced yesterday during the day. First, Putin signed off on it. It seems like it's only been in trials for a couple of months. And they're already sort of, he's already trying to get it through, which makes it seem like it's just the race to the first country to have it. Mm-hmm. And then I was just watching Trump talking. Have you heard about Operation Warp Speed?
Yeah.
It sounds fucking comical, the name. I don't know, like.
They love a bit of military terms, don't they?
Yeah, well, Operation Warp Speed. And so they're getting closer, they think. They're in the last stages of trials before it's signed off. But then he was talking about, like, America creating 600 million doses that's going to be shipped out. Mm. I wonder what the incentive for the – like, other than the country getting the clout of we were the first to come up with it.
Imagine the power involved in having a vaccine.
Yeah.
The political power on the world stage, but, being able to give aid to countries, being able to help your own people. The thing is that early days they were talking about, clinical trials, 12 or 18 months, or I think that the way around potentially these things is they're using existing sort of trialed medicines or whatever and applying it. I don't completely understand it, but like sort of using existing shit so that they can cut some of their trial time. It'd just be a shame if all of a sudden we fucking take it and we're all fucking grow an extra head or something because they fucked it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, at that point, rolling out that many, you'd think... I mean, they've got so much to lose, though, a big country like America.
Mm.
Don't you think, like, if it actually had issues...
Are they thinking how short-sighted versus long-sighted are they, I guess, is the question. If it's about... I think that potentially some of Trump's criticism is that he is so focused on winning an election. And when you're winning an election, it doesn't really... like. If you can lie, if you can bullshit long enough, if you can get it across the line, if that's what's going to take, I feel like that's probably where the ethics go a bit funny.
Well, he's saying we're nearly at the end of it. That could keep pushing. He's happy. Mm-hmm. He could be happy to say we're saying that he's about to do it.
I mean, this is the thing. It's like that Aussie journo who sat and spoke to him. Like he did a great job of going through all the different points. If you if you've watched his press conferences, you'll see that heaps of shit that he's being very sure on hasn't been the case. Like, go back to the start where it was like, we're going to, like, coronavirus will basically vanish in the coming months or whatever he said. Yeah. Like, he said these things. He said, like, I remember when he's like, they were going to have 100,000 deaths and that's it. I think they're over 160,000 now.
Mm. Well, you look at, I mean, New Zealand, I was watching a press conference.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, have you found any of the, maybe you're not on social media, but somehow I've landed on things like as they've just started. And I
think the algorithm's doing that. I think that news, live content.
Yeah, but even so beyond that, it's like I've had my farm in.
It's because you're fucking on it all the time. It's the thing is, it's like, isn't it crazy? Every single time that person uploads something, I'm here. So hang on, on here for 20 hours today.
No. I think there is a bit of a weird timing where I have found, like, New Zealand's hours ahead and I just jumped on and I saw it and I was watching it. And I was like, oh, surely this is like a replay because it's at the moment that the good shit's being delivered. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck, I'm glad I didn't have to come back and try and find this point. Mm-hmm. But New Zealand have gone into a higher lockdown within Auckland and then across the country, a different style of lockdown. But they had 102 days without coronavirus and then four people tested positive. How does that happen?
Because they're saying it's not travel. So they're saying that it hasn't come from international travel.
Yeah, so they're ruling out community transmission outside of the quarantine stuff, people coming in, maybe testing positive, which I didn't see the numbers, but outside of what they understand and have been able to control within the community, all of a sudden there's been people testing positive, which, I mean, fuck, this is... that. If that happens to New Zealand 100 days later, of course that's going to keep happening.
Yeah.
And so that's where it's like, what is that next strategy? I don't know.
I was talking to our mate Till, who lives in WA.
How's Spilhoff?
Like, yeah, Spilhoff was saying, he's like, well, first of all, whenever I speak, Till is German. He's fucking, he's always got the best of everything. He's very, like, he just got his C300, like his new camera. He's, when I want to find out what the best of something to get is, I speak to Till. Anyway.
Is it because he's German? Because I was watching a prison, the worst prisons in the world, and there was one about a German prison.
Yeah.
And dude, this guy had on, it was like, maximum security. The dude had a one-bedroom apartment.
Really?
It was like, yeah, the host was like, oh my God, this is like, they give you a key to lock it if you just don't want to go out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of flash stuff. And so one thing that I discovered, first of all, I was saying about the SodaStream, and I was saying, like, the my SodaStream, the bottles have started to smell. And I just, like, as much as I wash them, all I can smell is that. He's like, are you using plastic? Are you using the plastic? And I was like, mate, what other option? He's like, oh, there's a glass one. And so he sent
me,
but you need a whole new unit. So it's not just like getting new bottles. It is it's a new unit. It's called a crystal, I think. And it, in case, when it's carbonating the bottle, it actually encases it around this like steel dome thing or like metal dome so that if it was to shatter, it wouldn't go everywhere.
Oh, that's great.
So anyway, I was talking to him. He was telling me about that, which was interesting. But also in regards to COVID, in WA, he's like, yeah, man, at the gym, we're high-fiving. People are fucking shaking hands.
Yeah.
It's like there's weddings. I said, what's the limit around weddings? He's like, I think it's around 500 people you can have at a wedding. WA is back to normal.
Yeah.
God. Isn't that crazy?
It's phenomenal. I mean, I saw someone up in Sydney even doing like vox pops on the street filming and he had no mask on. And so, I mean, we are in this bubble. We're in the worst place in Victoria in Australia for the virus at the moment. But even at that, it doesn't feel that bad.
Yeah.
I just want the Crystal Soda Stream, to be honest.
Have you looked at it? I just
Googled it.
The interesting thing is, if you Google image for these the Crystal Soda Stream, my first criticism was the bottle doesn't look big. If you look at the two glasses next to the bottle, they look like the same size as the bottle. However, yes, they've just done a bad Photoshop job. If you go across a few, you see it in situ and you see that the bottle is... Till reckons it's around 750 mils.
That's all you need for yeah. Mm. Wow, it's $250. Yeah. It's called the Crystal Titan.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get the value pack.
He also said they're dishwasher friendly, which... As the dishwasher guy, I can look after. I'm happy to fucking put it in, take it out, do everything that needs to be done. Any other news for you?
Here's a little hint. If you're a cheapskate and you're using cheap dishwashing tabs that have the dissolvable outer little packet, what we've been doing is, Amy worked this out, we open it up. You're not meant to. You're meant to just chuck it in and it dissolves the plastic around it. We open it, put the tablet in, and then put the little outer layer in the bin because what we found was the cheaper you go, the more like
the thicker
sludge.
The plastic
like doesn't completely disappear at the bottom of the dishwasher.
Oh, interesting.
And so, yeah.
Do you have to wear gloves or something? What do we...
No. Easy. You just open it up. It's fine. But it just a little life hack. If you're rolling at that, you know, 10 cent a piece, I'm all about that 10 cent a piece.
Have you thought about what actually happens in a dishwasher?
Mate, I love the ads where you can see in them, but I don't know how true it is. It might be, you know, there's a few that, but I've always thought about that. When I put stuff in there, I'm like, I wonder what's going on.
Yeah, like how the fuck is it going to get?
Down.
Yeah.
Mate, our one is so hot. Like I think there's definitely different quality dishwashers and our one is fucking like boiling hot water in there and it cleans well.
Oh, that's good.
It cleans real well.
We have a chef setting, which I always go with. I'm like...
Chefs know what's up.
Yeah, I know. Like, why? Like, what's the... when wouldn't you want to use the chef setting?
I mean, so what chef setting would be, you know, that dealing with lots of sort of different dishes because you've got like a bunch of beetroot.
I don't know.
Yeah, you mate, you've got everything. You've done some
avocado.
Chicken, but you've also got a pan that's burnt a bit. You put everything in there. There you go.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Anyway, One Trick Tony. It's out tomorrow. We want you to listen. Tony
Please
Lodge
subscribe.
Is a superstar.
Have you got the our WhatsApp phone?
Yeah, I've got to plug that thing in. Oh, I can do it right now.
Great.
We'll do a little.
You can also
out.
Go to tonylodge.com and it will redirect you depending on what device you're on. It's on Spotify now too. But please please subscribe. We'll record a little dynamic ad that we'll start putting in the front of our show promoting it as well. But great.
Love you guys.
Love you. Enjoy the rest of your day and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See ya.